الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
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 أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا مباركا من عنده حمدا عدد خلقه ورضاء نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام وكفى بها نعمة الحمد لله على نعمه ظاهرة وباطنة نحمدك يا الله ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين مالك الملك وملك الملوك القادر القدير المقتدر العزيز الحكيم العلي العظيم الكريم الحنان المنان الرزاق الغني المغني العلي العظيم الدار النافع الهادي التواب بديع السماوات والأرض يقول للشيء كن فيكون وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his room, he heard noises. And the noises increase, the voices increase. He didn't like what he heard. The noises increased. He ran. He finds a companion. Some of them ready to fight each other. What's the problem? He replied, why your voice is raised? Why are you doing jahiliyyah? And I am among you. What happened? Group of people from the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among Ansar, the supporter, and another group from Muhajireen, the one who immigrate. They sit down with each other, and each group saying, so and so is beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than so and so. So and so is beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than so and so. So and so did for Islam more than so and so. So and so make some effort for Islam more than so and so. And they start mention different names belong to different tribes. Argue starting, shayateen is starting, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enter, and he was very upset. And at this time, do you know what happened? Allah reveal a verse. Allah reveal a verse in Quran. We start the khutbah with it every week. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. One brother last week, he asking one scholar, how come a verse start, oh you believe, fear Allah, the right fear, and do not die except in a state of Islam? It doesn't make sense, because the verse is addressed to all you believe. And Allah in the end of the verse asks you, don't die except in a state of Islam. Why? Because the verse is revealed in Medina to people who are really a believer. And if they argue with each other, and they fight, and they touching each other, they can die in a state of jahiliyyah and no more Islam. They lost their Islam. Not Iman, they lost their Islam. By this way, some verses in the Quran, you have to go and study why this verse has been revealed. Why? And from there we take the first lesson and the wisdom behind it. The unity among Muslim and unity between each other is above anything in Islam. And if you continue the verses, very, very strict order from Allah. وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Get unity towards the robe of Allah. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And don't be divided. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember the gift of Allah over you. What is the gift, my brother and sister in Islam? Islam. Meaning Allah warned us, if we divided, we lost Islam. If we divided, we lose Islam. And this happening already in the Ummah today. Once the Ummah is divided, we lose Islam. What about us? We are in big trouble. Anybody generating disunity among the Muslim, he will be in big trouble in the front of Allah. Anybody generating labels and group and ahzab and faraq and jama'at, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned, my ummah will be divided into 73 sect and groups. All of them in hellfire. Except one group. They said, Ya Rasulullah, Sifhum lana. Tell us, how does he look like? He said, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Whatever I am doing, and me and my companion. Today I bear witness in the front of Allah. Nobody's doing it. Nobody's doing it. Every group, كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. Every group, they take a portion and a slice of Islam and they happy with it. Because if you are fearing Allah, you will never generating disunity. You will never label yourself any label. You will never be hush to any Muslim. You will never be tough. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. And from the mercy of Allah, I make you soft to them and mercy to them. And if you was harsh and tough, they will get away from you. Now, a lot of people today, they claim, we are the people of the Sunnah. We are the people of the Sunnah. And they are the worst people among the people of the earth. Do you know why? Because they are so harsh, they are so tough, they make people run away from them. What sunnah is that? Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generate unity. Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generate mercy. Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam full of caring and loving. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kind of knowledge you have? What kind of beard or kufi or turban or hijab or niqab? If you are tough and hush over the ummah. Today we have to realize where we are. We are bye-bye, brother and sister. We are too far. Now what we have to do? We have to go back and study Islam. Are you the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No. Is me the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. I have to respect who am I, and I have to respect who you are. By this way, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to talk to you according to your level. Not to talk to you according to what I want. Today, a lot of people, all they worry about, bid'ah, kuf, shirk, bid'ah, kuf, shirk, bid'ah, kuf, shirk. And even the majority of the ummah, they do not even know what they're talking about. And the people who say it, they do not even know what they're talking about. They just listening to a tape or a scholar, boom, 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 and everybody fighting everybody. For what? What's the wisdom behind it? What are you going to gain? Ask yourself. Is this a dawah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is this a teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is this the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You add to that, we forget. We're coming from different groups. We're coming from different sects and tribes. We're coming from different ideology and understanding. And even the scholar of the ummah already divided. Because if the scholar of the ummah is not divided, this will not be our condition. If you believe in one scholar, doesn't mean everybody go to hellfire. Because another person have believed in another scholar. All of us is wrong. Because if we are right, we will never blame each other. And we will never pointing finger, except to ourselves. I am the first criminal in earth. Why? Because I have to set the role model. I have to set the example. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca, making da'wah to Islam 13 years. And Jibreel alayhi salam with him. And all the majority of us, angel supporting him. And Allah is loving him. And how many people embrace Islam in Mecca? 13 years, da'wah day and night. Not 1 hour. Not over the internet for 10 minutes. And argue and fighting. And people think they're doing da'wah. Ignorant making da'wah to ignorant. I have a non-Muslim, he tell me, you want to see dogs? You want to see dogs? Go to the Muslim whips. You see a lot of dogs. I tell him, what do you mean? He said, they're fighting with each other like dogs. This one argue with this one argue with this one slaughter this one. He said, I do not believe it. He said, there's a lot of confusion. What this guy is doing with each other? Is no leadership? Is nobody know what they're talking about? And the non-Muslim causing him to be confused. Who's the criminal in the front of Allah? You. If you go and start putting knowledge according to the way you want and emphasize it and said, that's it. Who tell you that's it? Are you as a mufti? And even if you quote a fatwa from some scholar, you have no right to quote it and generalize it. This is another fiqh. But we have no tarbiyah. We have no adab. We have no manner. We lost the goal. We lost our where we're going. What is our intention in life? And we forget, the first da'wah is by the setting of the example. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 13 years in Medina, in Mecca. And what he done? Making da'wah. And everybody against him. How many people embrace Islam in Mecca? How many people? The scholar and the mu'arikhin, the one who wrote the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu, they have a debate about they are over 70, over 80, less than 100, over than 112, close to 90. Even in some report, in the 9 years after the da'wah start, not even 47. 9 years and not even 47 embrace Islam. 9 years and who's doing da'wah daily? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling him to go fight the kuffar? They cannot pray. They cannot do many things. Even if the whole da'wah was silent, in houses, no masajid. Why? Tarbiyah. Tarbiyah number one. Today we deny the message of Allah. We do not want to have tarbiyah. We want to do whatever we want. And we forget. Is me develop tarbiyah? Is me having la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah haqqan wa sidqan wa da'watan wa yaqeenan wa da'watan wa tabliran? Is me really live it? Internal, outside? Is me believe in all the name of Allah and the quality of Allah? Just believe it in action, in my manner and my behavior? How I give you da'wah and I'm empty inside? In Arabic, they always say, فَاقِدْ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِي. The one who doesn't have it, he cannot give it. If I'm honest to Allah, and I'm in the college today, and we know we're coming from different sect and different group, you add to that, all of us coming from a lot of lack of knowledge. Why I stuck? Why I have to emphasize what I want? Who said that in Islam? The unity and the harmony among each other is above any Islam. Because if you are unity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His mercy. Allah will send His love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His victory. And if you disunited and all of you right, Allah will curse all of you. Why? Because you're denying the main concepts in Islam, unity. Because even if all of you right and you divided, nothing you can do. Nothing. Allah warned us in Quran. Don't be disunity. فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبْ رِيحُكُمْ. The moment you do that, you will be run, gone. And your wind will be gone, meaning you have no strength. When the wind is gone, it has no strength. It just you hear some vibration and that's it. This is what happened to us today. Do we have a leader? No. Do we have unity? No. Do we love each other? No. This is another topic. A Muslim brother from Albany 7 years ago called me and told me, please, can you come and talk to us about unity and brotherhood? I tell him, are you nuts? He tell me, why? I tell him the topic is not unity and brotherhood. Because unity and brotherhood is a gift from Allah to the Muslim. If they embrace Islam. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ. Only the believer is brotherhood. By this way, if I do not see brotherhood among each other, what's the problem? Iman. Iman. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibi, If you spend all the money in earth to unite them, Izzy will never be united, but I unite them for you. Who's the one united among our heart? Allah. But why Allah will unite our heart? If we a believer. By this way, if I see a lacking of unity, the problem is not disunity. The problem is not where I'm coming from. The problem is not fiqh. The problem is iman. No iman. Because I believe in Allah. I believe in Quran. Allah said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. And if you study Arabic and grammar in Arabic, إِنَّمَا, they said, meaning no way you will be united and brotherhood unless you are a believer. نَافِيَة وَجَازِمَة. لَن نَافِيَة وَجَازِمَة. This is very important. By this way, today, what we see among each other, we see the symptom. We're not seeing the disease. The symptom is our ignorance of what we're doing. Our heart is so corrupt with dunya and selfishness and greed and misunderstanding, lack of sincerity and ikhlas and truthfulness. We do not have it. And when we get together, I always say it, like a group of lunatic people going to the mental institute. This is what we have. And we want to accomplish something. It doesn't work. First, you cure yourself. And when you get together, you get generating the bond by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? The goal is one. 4 weeks ago, I took an NYU and I get a message. We have to have a meeting with you. Why? I said it loud and clear in the front of Allah. I do not know about you. I know about what I saw. I said MSA in all the colleges in America is like a slice of our government overseas. You want to see the problem overseas? See our MSA. Why? All kind of corruption. I do not see ikhlas. You want Allah. You want finish the program. You want to spend certain amount of money to be accepted by the college. You want to finish certain goal to have A plus and have something. You want the club to be succeeded. But where is Islam? I wonder, where is Islam in the agenda? Where is the bounty of Islam in the agenda? What we doing to spread Islam in the college? How much we sacrifice as a leader supposed to be? Wallahi, if you know what everybody doing in MSA, he will really have a shoes and beat up himself until he died. Do you know why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of, no person elected to be a leader over 10 people or any group of making salah without in the day of judgment, he will become first chained from his neck and his hand until Allah get his right from him. What you done to these people? Leadership in Islam is very tough. If you have taqwa, you run away from it. Today everybody won't lead salah. Everybody won't lead salah. And the early people, they said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلْ يَتَقَدَّمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَهَذَا جَاهِلٌ فَأَخِّرُوا وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلْ يَتَأَخَّرْ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فَهَذَا تَقِيٌّ فَقَدِّمُوا. If you see a man running to lead salah, he is ignorant. Let him away. He doesn't know what he's doing. And if you see the man do not want to make salah, meaning do not want to be leading the salah, and he denied completely, push him. This is the one you want him to be leading salah. Because he understands the importance and responsibility of leading salah. If I am an MS group, and I worry about A plus and B plus and B my semester, and I deny, what is my role in Islam? What seed I left in my time? Even if one semester is gone, even if I delay one semester, but the Islamic activity is overwhelming, people embracing Islam right and left, Allahu Akbar, I did my job. And if I have A plus, all the professors happy with me, and Allah cursing me, and the earth is cursing me, and the building cursing me, because I'm not doing my duty, and I'm not spreading Islam. What degree it will benefit you? Tell me, where's ikhlas? Where's sincerity? Where's sidq? If you please everybody and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry at you, what you gain? And if everybody angry at you and you're pleasing Allah, tell me, which one you choose? And to choose that, you have to sacrifice. You have to do. It's not a talk. It's not a speech. It's not a session. It's an action. It's sacrificing between you and Allah. Why you pick up certain speaker over certain speaker? Because you like him? Because you devoted to him? Is again tribalism? All we care about ourselves and our ideology? If you're honest to Allah, why? Why you do that? Why you send messages to people in the last moment? Why you do not gather with each other and see what you're doing with each other? Why? Where's the activity? I do not see activity. I see a routine activity. I see the entertainment of tonight. This is not Islam. And this is why we do not see fruits. I saw a fruit in one college. 9 years ago. It was in Buffalo. A girl. It was not a man. A girl. A girl embraced Islam. Her father beat her up so severe because he was the head of the church of the town. And she embraced Islam. Do you know who really was the most active person in the whole Albany 10 years ago? It was a girl. It was not a man. And my question in here, where is men? Do you know what Allah said in the Quran? مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالِ. Among the believer is men. Doesn't mean you are a male. You are a man in the front of Allah. To be a man is a qualification. Allah give it to you if you're doing your duty. If Allah pleased with you, if you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, internal, not external. I bear witness today, I'm scared of the people who dress Muslim. Because I see external one thing, internal something else. Where's the istiqama? Where's the sidq? Because if you have istiqama internal, Allah will put light in you. People will be attracted to you. Today is a call of unity and responsibility. A call to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us remember Allah? How many of us remember my job between me and Allah? We have a job in the front of Allah. We have a job, we have a duty. A professor gave me a project. I have to fulfill the project. 18 days, 18 hours, whatever it is, I have to fulfill the project of my professor. I have to do my degree. I have to. It must. And the job between me and Allah, the duty between me and Allah, the oath between me and Allah, what I'm doing. I said, maybe 10 years from now, maybe if I finish, maybe when I get married, maybe when I divorce, maybe when I have kids, maybe when I get my Lexus. And you hear the Muslim always giving complaint and argue. Where is sincerity? Where is ikhlas? Where is sadq? Where is the belief we're going to die? Where is the belief we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is the belief death can be any moment? Where is the belief the believer always think about death is tonight? My last day in my life is tonight, not tomorrow. And if you believe in that, what is your action? What is your intention? What is your motivation? What are you planning to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you according to your intention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity and ikhlas and sidq fi sirr wal alaniya. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al azim li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين يوم الدين. أما بعد, two men in hellfire screaming, they are Muslim but they commit sins and they are in hellfire screaming to Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. Allah said, what you want? He said, it's too hot, can you please torture so severe? Take us outside just for a small period of time. Please, Allah, with your mercy, allow us to be outside. Allah allowed him to be outside. After a while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the first one. And he tell him, you go back, throw yourself in hellfire. He said, whatever you said, Ya Allah. He threw himself in hellfire. At this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it cool for him. And he take him out and tell him, go to paradise. The another one, he tell him, go, do exactly what your brother did. And he didn't see what happened. He said, Ya Allah, you're so merciful. I'm now in a cool place. And you take me out, Ya Allah. You won't put me back. Allah, please, don't put me back. I have faith in you. Don't put me back, Ya Allah. He said, with my mercy, don't go back. Go to Jannah. Allah is so merciful. He is so merciful. What about the man? He never commit any good deed. Never commit a good deed. And in the day of judgment, he said to Allah, Allah, let me go. I know my book is all black. I didn't do any good deed. Let me go to hellfire. He said, no, something between me and you. I have to give you your rights. He said, what is it, Ya Allah? He said, one day, I heard you call me, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. He said, yes, Ya Allah, I said it. He said, what you meant? He said, I know you are the Hannan and Mannan. You the one you forgive without no any things. You do whatever you like, whatever please you. He said, go to Jannah. I'm the Hannan and Mannan. This hadith has been reported many times, but different time. People will go to hellfire, or supposed to go to hellfire, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the person, you have only one good deed with us. I have to give you rights. Do you know what is it? Shahada. A certificate. Not the Baruch certificate. Not NY certificate. Not any college certificate. Is La ilaha illallah certificate. And at this time, the shahada, the license, the certificate of La ilaha illallah above all the sins. Do we remember that? What about the shahada of As-Salah ala Nabi? In the day of judgment, some people will come and they have no good deed. And their bad deed is so overwhelming. And Allah said, come. You used to make Salah ala Nabi. Come. With just Salah ala Nabi, it overcome all your bad deed. Where we are from remembering Allah. Where we are from Salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where we are from me be mercy to ourselves and mercy to mankind. Do you know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fil sama. Be mercy of those who are on earth. Allah will be mercy with you. Arrahimun, yarhamhum rahman. The mercy people, Allah will give them mercy. Are we mercy to ourselves? Are we mercy to mankind? Imagine, an ummah have the medication to cure all mankind. And we deny to use the medication, and we deny to give it to others. Who's the ultimate criminal in earth? Tell me, who's the ultimate criminal in earth? The one denying Allah mercy in earth. We denying Allah mercy in earth. Every Muslim today is denying Allah mercy in earth because we denying the message, we denying giving others a message, and we're running like chicken without head after some stupid things in dunya material. And we forget the main message. This is the difference between us and the companion. We so selfish and greed. All we worry about my job, my wife, my kid, my this, my that. And we forget we have a duty. We have a duty. And this is why you find out all of us is miserable, one way or another. We have a job. We have a duty. And each one of us responsible in the front of Allah. Everybody responsible. You have no excuse. Allah will tell you, I give you time. I give you life. I give you brain. I give you intellect. I give you shahada. I give you Islam. What you done with it? September 11 came. And we did not learn our lesson. Allah sent us a lesson. A lesson of a lifetime to the whole ummah. Did we get it? No. We run back like we never hear anything. Imagine if you stand in the front of Allah and you die in the middle of making money, and you're a liar, and you are a cheater, and you said, Allah, I was planning to do, Allah will tell you, you are a liar. If you were planning to do, why you didn't do it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in the day of judgment, people come, and he said, Ya Allah, kunna nuhsin al-dhanna billah, فأقول الله سبحانه وتعالى كذبتم لو أحسنتم الظن لأحسنتم العمل. We have good faith in you, Ya Allah. Allah said, you are a liar. If you have faith in me, this will not be your action. We are running like chicken without head. We won't make money. And we think money is a cause. And we are a liar. How many hours we do it for Islam? How much we learning about Islam? How money to develop ourselves? And we just run to get married. Marry whom? Tell me, marry whom? And what we're going to do with these girls and women? Destroy them like us. And in front of Allah, each one of you is responsible. What are you going to give to this woman? What quality do you have? What knowledge do you have? What kind of character and manner do you have? What kind of development do you have? What you want her to be. And we're supposed to be the men and leader of the ummah. And our men and women, what do you want? Do you want a doctor? Do you want engineer? Do you want money? And after that they become miserable. Miserable! Why? Because he was greedy and selfish. You deny Allah. نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسْهُمْ. You forget Allah, Allah make you forget yourself. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is very short, and life is running out. And we have to think about it. If you try to argue, please ask yourself for what intention you argue. Did you not know? Is many report about different topics? And even if you believe in one scholar, doesn't mean all the scholars are going to hellfire. If you believe sad, you're in big trouble. We're not in a time to argue with ourselves for a different opinion. This is a time to unity between each other, loving each other, and try to do anything for Islam. Anything better than nothing. But today, I bear witness to Allah, we are a big tongue for nothing. Big tongue for nothing. I find the people who argue a lot, these are people, they don't do nothing. They just good and argue. And once you try to do activity, they run. And you will never see them. They can cause mischief. They can cause fitna. And they run. And they will never show up. Do we fear Allah? Do we care about what we're going to do when we meet Allah? Do we think about it? Or are we so blind to the point we do not see anymore? Look how many years we spent in college. How many years we spent in America. And what we done. 64 or 66 Muslims went to Spain. Make whole Spain Muslim. 4 people went to Malaysia and Indonesia. Make 200 million people Muslim. With their character and manner. No sword. No fighting. With their manner. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, التاجر الصدوق معي هكذا في الجنة. التاجر الصدوق, the honest merchant will be like this with me in Jannah. He will be my companion in Jannah. A man get up. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, it will be a lot. He said, no. It will be like the white hair in a black ball. Or the black hair in a white ball. In a big animal, or a cow, or whatever. Today, look at the amount of taxi driver working at night, standing in the front of the bars to cheat people, and they're happy. They love to cheat people when they're drunk. And they're standing all night in the front of bars. Look at the dignity of a Muslim. Or they're selling pork and alcohol. Or is he selling adultery magazine and tobacco and drugs? Or is he cheating in food stamps? Or is he working in banking system was haram? Do you know what today I said? Today I said, nobody commit haram on earth more than Muslim. Nobody committing major crime and mischief against Muslim and non-Muslim more than us. We're supposed to be inviter to goodness. And what we do? Tell me, what are you doing? Look when you are alone, what are you doing? What are you listening to? What are you thinking about it? What are you planning to do? You will know who you are. Because don't worry about me and you. Worry about the day you will be in the grave alone. And you will be questioned between you and Allah. This, if you are honest, if you believe in Allah, but if you play a game and you choose the side of hypocrisy, go. Go. But I promise you one thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided. The hypocrite people in the bottom layer of hellfire. Not Jews, not Christians. Us. Us. Who's a hypocrite? The one who says something and do the opposite. The one who has 2-3 color. I see it a lot. And with certain people, we have one color. After 2 hours, with different people, I have another color. Is this Islam? Tell me. Ask yourself, is this Islam or hypocrite? Why are you changing your color? You're changing your clothes. You're changing your attitude. You're changing your talk. You're changing everything. Why? For money? To people accept you? Where's Allah? Did you think about Allah at all? Can you cheat Allah? Can you play a game with Allah? Can you lie over Allah? My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, today we have to have a call toward Allah. We have to ask ourselves, are me a Muslim? When we give da'wah to non-Muslim, what we say? The submission and the surrender to the will of the Creator. How much I submit? How much I surrender? How much I believe in Allah? How much I'm devoted to Allah? Or just salah, some raka'at, some salah, quick and run. And after that, my life is completely has no Islam. And if I'm honest and I do not know, why I do not ask? Why I do not go and ask questions and learn? You're in college for years. You're spending money and effort. How much money and effort you do to learn your own Islam? How much money and effort you learn what is halal and haram? How you build your heart? How you connect your heart to Allah? How you purify your heart? How you be a true Muslim? How you be a beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How to be good to mankind? How to spread Islam and da'wah to the earth? Tell me how. وَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. To mankind, he will not get except what he's running after. Who said that? Allah. I believe in Allah. I believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. I ended my talk with a verse revealed in Mecca. But I believe this verse revealed in Mecca, if all of us understand it, it will change our life. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. Oh you people, your Lord send you a message and a wisdom and a cure of what you have in your chest. And guidance to the believer. With the guidance of Allah and the mercy of Allah, they should be happy. This is bitter what other accumulate. This is bitter what other accumulate. They accumulating dunya, we accumulating akhirah. We gaining the pleasure of Allah and they gaining the torture of Allah is not the same. They have their way, we have our way. They have their deen, we have our deen. They have dunya, we have jannah. They have shaitan, we have Allah. Huge difference. They have darkness, we have light. They have no wisdom, we have the wisdom of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وتوفنا فيمن توفيت، وبارك اللهم لنا فيما أعطيت، واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، إنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك، إنك لا تعز من عاديت، ولا تذل من واليت، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، فلك الحمد يا الله على ما أنعمت به وأعطيت، اللهم يا واصل المنقطعين أوصلنا إليك، اللهم هب لنا من لدنك رحمة توصلنا بها إليك، اللهم يا بر يا رحيم، يا حنان يا منان، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا علي يا عظيم، باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم، وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها، وباسمك الأعظم الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت، اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم، عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله، فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان، يا عفو يا كريم يا رحيم يا غفور يا تواب يا هادي يا نور يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، تفضل علينا يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، هب لنا من لدنك رحمة، هب لنا من لدنك توبة، هب لنا من لدنك عفوا، هب لنا من لدنك رحمة، هب لنا من لدنك توبة نصوحا يا رب العالمين، ارض عنا يا رب العالمين، اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم تقبل دعاءنا هذا لشاهدنا وغائبنا ولأمة الحبيب المصطفى، حيها وميتها وكل من سألون الدعاء، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، اذكروا الله يذكركم، وأقم الصلاة. استقيموا. Get close to each other.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
صلوا صلاة مودة، تذكروا الموت، اخشعوا في صلاتكم، يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.